159.
Oh.
I'll walk with Jesus over there, and his glory then I'll share, and with the prophets of old, we'll walk on down that street of gold. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
family. We'd like to thank everybody for coming. I was asked to read the obituary, and I'm going to read you a parable before that just because it's on my heart. And I tried to ask the Lord to take it away from me, but he didn't. And in this parable, I see Jay. Might seem odd to you when I read it to you, but I'm in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. And Jesus always spoke of parables. He wanted people to think, consider. And here he's trying to get our attention one more time. I'm glad that I was acquainted with Jay. Most of the memories I have of him is in church. He's up the house some from here and there, but he always showed up to church. And I'll read this. I might say just a word, and then I'll read the obituary. You really pray. But in the 12th chapter of Luke, in the 16th verse, said, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I was saying to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself, and not the riches towards God. And I read that because it come on my heart. But I was at the hospital, and he wasn't doing very good. Didn't know if he'd get to ever come home or not. And he wasn't able to speak real well. But he looked at me when I was there, and he mumbled something, and Faye and Vivian looked at me and said, "Do you know what he's saying?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." Yeah. What he was saying was, "I'm in the Lord's hand. Whatever he decides is okay with me." I took great comfort in that, folks. He wasn't worried about dying, and he wasn't worried about living. He was saved by God's good grace. You need something in your life more than just the riches of this world. You need something in this life that will get you ready for this time, and I believe Jay was ready. I believe that's what he was trying to tell me that day. I'm okay either way. They sing a song sometimes, I'm a winner either way. I'm glad I can stand here today and say Jay Clevenger was a winner. Not because he had a lot of possessions in this life, but because he had made preparations a long time ago for this day when it come. Boy, I tell you what, life's not just about kicking up your heels and doing whatever you want to. This is a place where you need to get ready. You need to get ready for this time in your life somewhere because it's coming to all of us. There's none of us that's going to pass from this or live forever. But I'm glad that Jay's treasures was in his heart and in his soul. I'm glad my treasures are there. I like to have things. But you know what I like more than anything, Bob Morrison? That's to feel the presence of God. So this evening, I'll say to you, you need to really search out your life. See if you have something that will say for a surety that you know if you was to have to die, that you got a better place to go to. You got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. So I appreciate being here. I'm glad Jay had a hope within him. I'm glad Jay could stand even in his sickness, in his time that he didn't know which way this was going to go for him. But he was okay with it. Folks, that's something to have. That's real in your life. That's something you can have. That's an assurity. People sometimes say, do you really know? I'm guaranteed that I'm going to heaven when I die because I got a part of it on the inside of me. God gave me something when I was just a little boy, and it's been there ever since. Just consider that, if you will, today. G. Clevenger's obituary. G.J. Clevenger, 84, passed away at 9:56 p.m. on Wednesday, July 10th, 2024, at his home. Jay was born on June 17th, 1940, in Lima, Ohio, to Donald R. and Evelyn May Purcell Clevenger. On July 1st, 1994, he married Etta Faye Mason Clevenger, who survives in Columbus Grove. Jay was a 1959 graduate of Vonsville High School. He served in the Navy with the 6th Fleet aboard the USS Franklin D. Roosevelt carrier in the Mediterranean. Jay had worked at Roundy's Food in their warehouse, retiring after 30 years, and he was a member of Lima Missionary Baptist Church. In addition to his wife, he survived by his daughter Debbie, Cliff Miller, and Don Clevenger. Stepdaughters is Missy, Jeremy, Macbeth, and Heather Scott Rains. 3 grandchildren and 4 step-grandchildren. 10 great-grandchildren, sisters, Carol Staver, and twin brother, Ray Ann Clevenger. So I appreciate all of his family. And if Jay could say one more thing to you, it would be get ready to go. Get ready to go, because we're all going to be. It just seemed like yesterday, Billy Ray, I was 27 years old. I was in my 20s. I'm 60. If I live for another month, I'll finally be 63 years old. I used to think that was old. It don't look so bad right now. But whether I make it to 63 or 70 or 80, I'm ready to go just like Jay. Are you ready to go?
Look around. It's an honor to be here, and I'm like just how Dad was. Most of my memories from Jay, there wasn't a service that I'd seen almost when I go back and look at the live stream that I didn't see him sitting right back there in the pew at church. And I have some scriptures to share and that the Lord's put on my heart. It's going to be in the Psalms chapter 30, and I'll start in verse 1. It goes like this. It says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. I'm going to skip down to verse 5. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Yeah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I wasn't there when Jay had gotten saved, but I felt the Lord, and I believe and wholeheartedly believe that he's in a better country right now. And that scripture right here that says, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Jay Clevenger had a joy that was coming in the morning. You say, preacher, what does that mean? He said he had a better hope. When he took his last breath, he had a better crossing to go over. And I believe wholeheartedly that he's in a better place right now. And if you're here this morning and you cannot say what that scripture is saying, that we're going to go through some hard times in this life. We're going to have some struggles and trials. But I can at least say, Terry, that my joy is coming in the morning.
Right.
I'm glad that I've got a personal Savior that has kept my soul from the grave and kept me from that pit that Psalm of David was talking about. So if you're here, I really suggest you consider, is your joy coming in the morning?
Yeah.
So that's all I got. All right.
Good morning, child, welcome to this brand new city. Make yourself home, you're free to roam here on this shore. It'd be so good to be at home in my new mansion. It seems that only God reached out and calls us home. Well, sometimes I close my eyes and think of Jesus and how he died upon the cross for you and me. And someday, I know I'll walk with him in glory.
And I can almost hear the voice of Jesus say, good morning, child, welcome to this brand new city. Make yourself home, you're free to roam here on this shore. It'd be so good to be at home in our new mansion. It seems that only God reached out and calls us home. Well, sometimes I close my eyes and think of heaven. A city where the chill of night won't chill the day. And I'm sure flowers bloom on each hillside. And I can almost hear the voice of Jesus say, good morning, child, welcome to this brand new city. Make yourself home, you're free to roam here on this shore. It'll be so good to be at home in my new mansion. It seems that only God reached out and draws us home.
Thank the Lord for what I've heard and what I've felt and what I feel today. And it is an honor to be in this service. I appreciate being part of this service, and got a scripture I want to share with you, and I want to reminisce a little bit. I thank the Lord that I had Jay Clevenger as a friend and as a brother in church. And my mind's gone back, and I've remembered a lot of precious times and precious memories, as I'm sure you folks have been especially. But I loved to be in church with Brother Jay. And back a ways when he had a sick spell, and he got over it and was able to come back to church. And he met me back there in the foyer before church started. And he gave me a big hug. He said, I sure do love you, preacher. I said, I love you too, Brother Jay. He said, I hated having been able to be here for a little while, but been sick. And I said, yeah, I know that. You can't help it. He said, but I'll tell you one thing. I've been praying. I said, I don't doubt that. And speaking of praying, let me share this with you. Over the years, I could not count how many times and how many people that Jay'd get me off to the side. Sometimes he'd call me on the phone, we'd chat, or sometimes he'd just get me off to the side before or after church and said, I've got a prayer request for you. I want you to pray for so-and-so, whoever it was. He's really got him on my heart, preacher. I want you to help me pray for him. And I said, buddy, I'll do my best. And so I try to help him pray. And I appreciate him. And I appreciate him having a heart like that. Yeah. And then another thing I want to reminisce about a little bit before I read these scriptures. Many, many times he said to me, especially when he was real sick, and I'd visit him in the hospital and say, preacher, I'm probably getting ready to leave here pretty soon. But here's the key to what he'd say. And this lines up with what both you men said. This lines up with it. He'd say, I don't know when I'm leaving, but I know where I'm going. He said, I'm not afraid. I'm telling you what, you've got to have something real when you're approaching the time that you think you're about to die and you're not afraid. And he wasn't just saying words. He meant it. I'm not afraid. I don't know when I'm leaving, preacher, but I don't either. But I know where I'm going. And he said, I'm not afraid. That's worth repeating again. And I praise God that we can have something that makes us know where we're going, we not be afraid. Now, the man in the scripture named Paul, he was Apostle Paul, and he was a great man of God. Here's what he said. He was talking to his friend Timothy. Paul was an older preacher. Timothy was a young preacher. They were close together. One of the scriptures in the 1 Timothy, I think it's the first chapter, Paul even called him his son. But it wasn't meaning it physically. He just meant, I love you and you're a son in the faith, I think is what he actually said. But here's what Paul said to Timothy here in chapter 4, down here in verse 6. Think about this. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He used a little different wording, but he said the same thing Jay did. Yep. I'm getting close to my time to leave. It's okay. Yep. Listen to what he said. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. You know, we've all got a course we're on. We need to finish it for the Lord.
Right.
That's what Paul did. And that's what Jay did. He was a light. Who was a light, preacher? Well, Paul was and Jay was. And we all can be and we all need to be. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. I've lived for the Lord. Here's what happens. Here's what he said is going to happen, and this is what he's happy about. Happy, preacher? He was getting ready to die, and he's happy? Yeah, he's probably a little sad he's going to die, but he was more happy of what was going to happen when he died. Listen to this. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And Paul didn't mean his righteousness. It was the righteousness of the Son of God. And the crown doesn't specifically mean a golden ornament that you put on your head. Crown means the highest you can go. And so he was saying, henceforth, I'm going to the top of the ladder. I'm leaving this old world down here with all its troubles and its problems and its heartaches. And as much as God's blessed me down here, there's some things I'm glad I'm going to leave behind. I'm going to a better country. There are no more pain, no more heartache, no more having to go to the doctor, no more having to take medicine, no more hurting, no more worried about this or that, no more disappointed in something or other. So listen, think about this. I'm going to read it again. Henceforth, means it's coming soon. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, listen, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And boy, this is a good part too that goes with it. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yeah.
Everybody can have this. And you say, well, preacher, Paul was a great man. Maybe he got this because of all the good things he did. No, he didn't. He got it because of the good thing that Jesus Christ did.
Yeah.
What was that? My Lord Jesus Christ, he died on an old rugged cross, gave his life to save a wretch like me. And so he said this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so that's to everybody. Well, you say, well, preacher, I've been too bad. Not so. We say, well, preacher, I'm good enough already. Not so. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the precious shed blood of Jesus will cleanse every soul from their sin that will trust by faith in Jesus Christ, believe in him, and repent. Everybody. So listen to what Paul said again. I'll read this again. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And so, in Jay's honor, he was a light to people. If you're here and you're not saved, get saved. If you want to go see Jay, there's just one way to go. You got to get saved. I'm going to see him again. Listen to me real clear. I don't know when I'm going, but I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's what Jay said. Amen. I got the same hope in me you had in him. And just as surely, Not a one of us knows when we're going, but we can all know where we're going. Let me pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your good spirit we feel here today. God, I pray and I trust that you're touching people's hearts here today. God, if there's any here lost, I pray that you just touch them powerfully with your Holy Spirit and let them know that you're inviting them to come and be part of the family of God and have this peace and assurance down in their soul that they can know where they're going, that they can know they're saved by the grace of God. God, thank you for Jade. Thank you, God, for all our precious memories. God, thank you for this service. God, thank you for the songs. And thank you for Brother Perry, and thank you for Brother Cameron, what they've had on their heart and what they've shared. God, thank you. God, just thank you for what we feel today. And we ask you these things, and Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. We turn the service back over to the funeral director.